This right here is the Reddit Explains Conspiracy, Controversy, and the Unknown podcast. We're your hosts,
Sam Wilder
and Addie Love.
We're going to dive into the deepest recesses of Reddit with content every day.
Yep, it's going to get a little weird.
And a little spooky.
And we're excited to get going.
Let's do it.
Hey, everyone. So yesterday, I was so excited that I just started talking and about to share my story when actually Sam had such a good story that if you didn't listen to it, you should really tune into yesterday's. It's r/letsnotme, and it was awesome.
It was a cool one.
I know. I loved it. So today we're on r/paranormal, and our first story is my mom and I traveled back in time. Question mark? So, Jazzy Moomoo 889 has our story. Hi all. I originally posted this on another sub, but they removed it and told me it would be better posted here. I'm not really sure where it belongs, so please let me know if it doesn't fit here. So this story was around 5 years ago. Both me and my mom remember it to this day. My mom was picking me up, so an 18-year-old female, but 13 at the time of the story, and picking me up from high school at the time. School ended at around 2:30, and I got picked up at around 2:40, and we were driving into town, which is about 10 to 12 minutes away from the school, and school was out into the country. So on the way into town, you have to cross over a little wooden bridge that goes over a small river. Keep in mind that there is only one bridge on this road, with sugarcane fields and gullies on both sides before and after the bridge. I remember passing over the bridge before looking at the clock where it read 2:46 p.m. We were talking about a bullying situation that happened at school that day, and about 2 minutes after we crossed the bridge, she said something along the lines of, "So your teacher dealt with the situation?" And as I was about to respond, the tires lost grip of the road and we spun out with tires skidding and everything. The car behind us started honking their horn and we screamed as we thought we were heading front first into a gully next to the sugarcane. Then, we just weren't. We were back on the road. But it looked and felt super unfamiliar to us. As we were trying to get our bearings, with her still driving, but a lot slower, we both froze as we saw the bridge that we just passed. A couple minutes prior, about 200 meters on the road, in front of us. I started screaming again and freaked out before looking over at the time that read 2:45 p.m. I screamed even louder and was really scared, but my mom pulled over and started to explain to me that it was just a glitch in the matrix and that it's happened to her before.
Oh, really?
I just remember the feeling I had afterwards, this feeling that everything was off and didn't feel right. Like I was somewhere I wasn't meant to be. And even to this day, I haven't been able to shake that feeling. I managed to calm down, but no one I told believed me. To this day, everyone thinks it's a silly story, but we both remember the details of it so vividly. The feeling of not belonging has somewhat eased, and I can ignore it for now. But it's still an itching thing in the back of my head. It's very hard to explain. So, yes.
Huh.
That's our first story. Somebody said, Cosmic Paz commented, spawned again at the last checkpoint.
Yeah.
You know when you die in a video game.
Absolutely.
I'm like, you know what? Semi-logical.
And I'm cool with that if that happens.
If life's a video game and you're about to die and they just spawn you at the last checkpoint, okay.
Okay. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, so that's a time traveling-ish story.
Yes.
How did they make it back there? Glitch in the matrix, time travel, who did it, how done it? I don't know.
How done it?
Well, you know, there's the who done it,
absolutely.
So how done it, why done it?
Yeah, true.
Alrighty, this next one is by Agile Growth 9626. My daughter keeps talking about the little people in our house. Like the title states, my daughter has a bunch of plants in her room. She has little burrows in the soil occasionally and says, "Mom, the little people are bothering again." Lately, our stuff has been missing and found in completely different weird places and split up. It's weird. Car keys, money, purses, knickknacks. And finally, after our vehicle keys disappeared and my purse was placed in a random area, my husband asked, how do we get rid of these little people? I'm unsure. It's just a weird ordeal for me. So, it says we smudge with sage normally. Mm-hmm. Any ideas?
No ideas.
I know.
Never dealt with little tiny people before.
Me neither. Someone said get your house tested for radon and natural gas leaks, and just in case it is little people, leave a saucer of milk and honey out.
Oh, cute.
So, you know. Interesting. That one's pretty short, but
I loved it. Yeah.
Yep. And we've got another one here, and it's same, r/paranormal, u/x, how did I get here, x. So the title is, I moved to a town in Appalachia, and ever since, I have heard voices calling me into the woods.
Bro, don't I know about Appalachia?
I know,
the Appalachian,
right?
Mountains.
It's so scary.
The Appalachian forest area, yeah.
Anyway, so, my parents got divorced when I was 12, and my mom moved us into a small town in Pennsylvania, in the Pennsylvania Mountains. After a few months of living there, I went back to live with my dad in Texas. Ever since then, though, I have heard the voices of people I know calling me into the woods. Emphasis on people that they know. It's been almost 8 years now. It's only when I'm alone, but not every time I'm alone, and it seems to only happen in Texas. So, they lived in Appalachia, and then they moved, but they still are hearing voices. Yeah. So, it's weird, but I never even considered that it was maybe something to be concerned about until recently. It was just something that happened. I even followed the voice once, and only thought it was kind of weird that I had heard my dad screaming for me. But he didn't actually call me because I got home later and asked him about it. I don't know if this is related or not, but I'm remembering what it is that sparked this post. A few years ago, I was about a mile out in the woods in Pennsylvania when I zoned out for a minute. When I zoned back in, I heard a stick snap and looked over to see a white-tailed doe staring at me from about 10-ish feet away. It looked almost as though it had been trying to sneak closer to me when I looked at it. I just sort of backed away from it and went back down the mountain. I'm not entirely sure what to make of this now, that I'm looking back on all the times I just sort of brushed it off as normal, but what are all of your thoughts? And everyone says, never answer, stay away, whatever you do, don't follow the voices, but if you do, bring a camera for evidence. Someone, skinwalker, UFOs every night? So, another comment said, there are numerous legends of beings in woods and national parks that can mimic the voices of human beings. So don't answer and don't follow them. Their intention is never positive.
Scary.
It's just the place where most of such strange experiences are reported, and also where there are a high number of strange disappearances.
Yes, we know about the Appalachia.
I know.
It's so sketchy.
That's it for today.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing.
Anytime. We'll catch you tomorrow.